Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on shaping a snare that snaps hard, cuts through a rolling jungle mix, and still keeps that dusty VHS rave, old school DNB energy. Now, straight up, we are not chasing a super clean pop snare here. That is not the mission. We want crack. We want short punch. We want a little grime. We want something that feels like it belongs next to rewound breakbeats, respaces, and warehouse rave pressure. By the end of this lesson, you should understand how to take a snare sample and turn it into something that feels tight, rude, and vintage in the right way. We are going to work with stock Ableton tools. Keep the process practical and focus on how the snare behaves inside the full drum and bass mix, not just in solo. First thing, choose the right snare source. This matters more than people think. If you start with a weak, soft snare, you will spend forever trying to force it into shape. It is usually better to begin with a snare that already has some attitude. A tight acoustic snare can work. A 909 style snare can work. A snare chopped from a classic break can work. You can also layer a main hit with a bit of noise if you want more control. What you are listening for is a clear attack, some crack in the mid-range, and not too much long ring. In a jungle or old-school DNB context, the snare does not need to be super polished. In fact, a little roughness is often a good thing. That character is part of the vibe. In Ableton Live 12, you can load the snare into simpler for a quick one-shot setup, or use drum rack if you want to layer multiple sounds. If you want detailed tuning control, sampler can also work. For this lesson, simpler is a great place to start. Once the snare is loaded, play it in the context of your drum loop and listen to how it sits. A live beginners immediately start adding effects, but the first move should always be volume and source selection. Ask yourself, does this snare already have the right energy? Does it feel too soft, too boxy, too ringy, too long? Next, we can tune the snare a little. You do not need to make it perfectly tonal, but small tuning shifts can make a big difference in feel. In simpler, try adjusting the transpose in small steps, maybe minus 2 to plus 3 semitones. Listen for where the snare feels punchier, less boxy, or more locked into the groove. If the track is dark and heavy, slightly lower tuning can help the snare feel deeper and meaner. If the mix is busy and dense, a slightly higher tuning can help it cut through. This is not about following a strict rule. It is about finding the spot where the snare feels alive in the track. Now let's shape the envelope. A DNB snare needs to hit fast and get out of the way. So in simpler, shorten the release and decay if needed. You want a fast attack, a short body, and a tail that does not smear into the bass line or kick pattern. If you are using a break snare, this step is especially important, because old break samples often have room tone and decay built into them. That can be cool, but if it is too long, the snare will blur the groove. We want punch, not mush. After that, at EQ 8, this is where we clean up the low end and carve space for the snare to speak. In most jungle and old school DNB cases, the snare does not need much sub or low bass at all. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out unnecessary low end weight. Then listen for muddiness around 200 to 400 Hz. If it sounds cloudy, make a small cut there. You may also hear some nasal or honky buildup around 700 to 1000 Hz, and some nice crack in the 2 to 5 kHz range. If the snare needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help, but be careful not to overdo the top end. If the snare gets harsh, pull back some 5 to 7 kHz instead of just boosting more high frequencies. A good old school snare should feel thick and rude, not thin and shiny. Now we bring in compression. Use compressor or glue compressor to add density and help the hit feel more solid. The key here is not to flatten the snare. You want control and punch, not a dead thud. A slightly slower attack can let the initial crack through. A moderate release helps the body settle without dragging. If you use compressor, try an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and a ratio somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Aim for just a few decibels of gain reduction. If you use glue compressor, keep it light. The point is to glue and shape, not crush. Now for the fun part. Character. This is where the snare starts to get that VHS rave color. You want it to feel like it came through an old sampler, a worn cassette, or a dusty rave archive. One of the easiest stock devices for this is saturator. Add after EQ and compression, and try a little drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6 dB to start. Turn on soft clip if it helps, and level match the output so you are hearing the tone, not just the loudness. Saturation gives you harmonic bite, extra perceived loudness, and a bit of aggression. That can make the snare feel much more present without having to over-EQ it. If you want even more bite, Drum Bus is another great option in Ableton. Use it carefully on a snare. A little drive can add weight and attitude. A small amount of transient can help the front edge pop, but keep boom low or off for most snare work, because boom can make the hit too round. Crunch can be useful too, but only in moderation. You want grime, not destruction. For an even more lo-fi, cassette-like edge, you can try Redux. Just a tiny amount. The goal is flavor, not obvious bit crushing. A little downsampling or bit reduction can make the snare feel like it came from an older sampler or a rough tape transfer. But if you push Redux too hard, it can kill the transient, and then the snare loses the very snap we are trying to build. After that, let's add some space. Old school jungle snare often has room, but not huge washed out modern reverb. You want a short room or plate feel, something that gives the snare a place to live without turning it into a distant splash. A return track with reverb or hybrid reverb works great for this. Try a decay somewhere around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter the reverb so it is not muddy or too bright. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut it somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz if you want a darker VHS ray vibe. The short pre-delay helps the snare stay punchy, while the filtered tail gives it that old-school room energy. If the snare still needs more attitude, use parallel processing. This is a huge move in drum and bass. Put the snare into an audio effect rack and create a dry snap chain and a dirty parallel chain. On the dirty chain, add saturator, maybe compressor, maybe a bit of EQ8, and possibly a touch of Redux. Then blend that underneath the dry snare. This gives you a clean core and a gritty top layer, which is a really effective way to get impact without ruining the original hit. Another important piece is placement in the groove. In DNB, snare placement can completely change the feel of the track. A standard backbeat on 2 and 4 is classic, but jungle and old school rhythms often get more interesting with syncopation, ghost notes, and little edits around the main hit. You can place the snare slightly ahead of the beat for urgency, or slightly behind for more weight. Tiny shifts matter. If you are working in an Apache-style breakbeat energy, try layering your main snare with fragments from a break, then add smaller ghost notes for momentum. That call and response between the main snare and the surrounding drum details is a big part of what makes the groove feel alive. Now always test the snare in the full Drum Bus. This is where beginner decisions get exposed. A snare might sound huge soloed, but disappear once the kick, hats, breaks, and bass come in. Or it might sound good on its own but clash with the rest of the kit. So check the whole context. Ask, does it cut through the bass? Does it overpower the break? Is the reverb too busy? Is the top end fighting the hats? If needed, do small EQ adjustments on the Drum Bus. Clear out low-mid buildup. Make space around 2 to 4 kHz if the snare needs to speak more. But be careful not to overbrighten the whole kit if the hats are already energetic. Let's talk about common mistakes, because these are the things that usually trip people up. 1. Too much low end on the snare. That creates mud and fights the kick and bass. 2. Overcompressing. That kills the snap and makes the snare feel flat. 3. Too much reverb. A long shiny reverb will push the snare too far back and make it feel modern instead of old school. 4. Too much distortion. Great for attitude, terrible if it destroys the transient. 5. Judging the snare only in solo. Always check it in the full mix. And 6. Overboosting the high end. More top does not always mean more snap. Sometimes it just means brittle. A few pro tips can really push the sound. Try layering a very short noise hit, like white noise or even a tiny bit of vinyl texture, high passed above 3 to 5 kHz and kept very low in the mix. That can help the snare snap through dense bass pressure. You can also use a tape-style chain, EQ, a little saturation, a tiny bit of Redux, and a filtered reverb. That combination can get you close to that rough, archival rave energy without sounding like a gimmick. Another good move is to emphasize the mid-range slightly. Old-school jungle drums often live in that punch zone around 2 to 4 kHz. That is where the snare speaks. And if you are using ghost notes, keep them lighter and thinner than the main snare. The contrast makes the main hit feel stronger. That difference in velocity and tone is a big part of the groove. Here is a really useful beginner exercise. Build two versions of the same snare. One clean, punchy version and one VHS rave version. For the clean one, use EQ8, light compression and minimal saturation. For the VHS rave one, use EQ8, compression, saturator or Drum Bus, a short filtered reverb, and a very small amount of Redux. Then loop an 8-bar jungle drum pattern with kick, break, hats, and sub-bass. Compare the two snares in context. Which one cuts better? Which one feels more authentic? Which one leaves more room for the groove? That comparison will teach you a lot faster than just tweaking knobs in isolation. If you want to push it further, automate the snare reverb send before a drop. That classic space and impact trick works beautifully in drum and bass. It gives the snare a moment of size, then snaps back into focus right when the drop hits. So let's wrap this up. The recipe for a great Apache Ableton Live 12 snare in VHS Rave Jungle and Old School DNB is simple in principle, even if it takes practice to hear. Start with a strong source, tune it slightly if needed, tighten the envelope, clean the low end, add controlled compression, color it with saturation or drum bus, maybe add a touch of redux, and finish with a short filtered room or plate reverb.